Like him.
This week's Parsha Vayetze. As the subtitle says, stones, stones, stones. It's all about stones. I think if we think about stones, so some stones are precious. Some people's hearts are hard like stone. It conjures up a lot of different types of imagery in our mind. And I dare say that a lot of these varied approaches to stones, I think, are found here in the Parsha. So let's take a look. Vayivka b'mokel mayalen sham. Yaakov Avinu is leaving Eretz Yisrael. He's on his way to Ram Naraim. He comes to the place, Vayalan Sham, and there he sleeps. Kibar Shemesh, for the sun has set, Vayikach mi'avnei ha'makom, Vayasem mirasho sa, Vayishkav ha'makom ahu. He takes the stones of this place and places it mirasho sa, surrounding his head. Vayishkav ha'makom ahu, and he slept. Let's first see what the Yalkut has to say about these stones. Lokach Yaakov Yud Beis Avonim Mi'avnei HaMizbeach Sh'ne'akar Lov Yitzchak Aviv. The 12 stones the Yaakov Avinu took were from the Mizbeach that his father was placed upon by his grandfather, Tami V'Akeda. V'sam Mosam Mirash Rosav, he placed them around his head. Bo Amokom Lohodiyo Sh'asidim La'amod Mimenu Yud Beis Shvatim. Because Baruch Hu is through this, he took these 12 stones and v'nasu kulam ever achas. 12 stones connect the 12 shvatim that would come from Yaakov, and they turn into an ever achas, one stone. Lo'odio shekulam asidim lios goy echad ba'aretz. The Jewish people will one day, even though the 12 tribes will become one nation, a nation attached to oneness, to unity, amongst themselves in the service of the one creator. Okay, so here in this motif, we find the idea of the stones gathering to become one as a sign of Achdus of Klal Yisrael, committed to revealing the one creator in the world. Let's examine this idea a little bit further. Later on in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov is being Mevorach Yosef, it says, Vateshev be'esan kashto. He, as it were, his bow was prepared, was strong, right? But it didn't go anywhere. He didn't fire any arrows from it. I.e., it's a reference to Yosef's not taking vengeance upon his brothers. Vayafozu zro'e yadav. Instead, his hands are outstretched in gold to give. Where did he get this koach from? Midi avir Yaakov, misham roa even Yisrael. He received it from his father Yaakov, avir Yaakov, powerful. I'm avir, powerful Yaakov. Misham roa even Yisrael. From there, roa, right? Yaakov was roa. Even Yisrael, Misham, Roe Even Yisrael, from Yaakov, who is Roe, he is Even Yisrael. The Netziv, first Rashi says, Even, Lashon Notrikon, Avu Ben. Right? In other words, the approach of the Av is there with the Ben. And Even, Notrikon, a building block, father to son. Stones to build with. What is this unbelievable koach of Abi Yaakov? So it says in the Tziv, Mikocho ha-godol shal Yaakov, shay abir kocho b'midas ha-sholom, which is v'ayah le'el lamed aleph v'mvav, which we'll see those psukim later on, at the very end of his meeting, as it were, with Lavan, at the end of the parsha. Yaakov's Mida is his strong in the koach of Sholom. And that's right. Misham Roeh Evan Yisrael says in Tziv, an unbelievable idea. The idea of Roeh is a lashon of, right, Roeh Ruach, or Re'eh Emuna, a lashon of Ra'yon, to think. Always thinking, always applying, always trying to understand the application of Shalom. The Be'esh Yisrael Begolus, right, says the Tziv further. Why is it referred to as Evan Yisrael, Roeh Evan Yisrael? What does this have to do with the Midah of Shalom? As again, Rashi pointed out, Evan is Avu Ben, the unity of Av and Ben. The Tziv goes a step further, saying that the concept of Evan is an application of this concept of Shalom of Yaakov Avinu. He says, the Be'es, she Yisrael, Begolos, Nibshalom, the Afar Aretz, Kosh Omar, Kosh Ruch Yaakov, Yehoya Zar, Chalke, Afar Aretz. We are like the dust of the earth. But the dust of the earth is very easily blown away. The dust of the earth can be washed away by the nations of the world. But if all the particles, as it were, of the earth, yeah, are pressed together to become a hard stone, umayim kabirim shotvim ala afar areize kim memasmaso ad shaholech tamis legamre. If the waters wash over just clods of earth, then everything's washed away. Aval kesha mischabrim afruris v'nasim evan mutzak. But when we become an evan, the strength of the evan, the particles all put together through incredible pressure, but now they're a solid stone. Azafila yam shotef yavor alav. Even if the winds, I'm sorry, the waves of the world pour, what it could wash over them, el megalgalo, just moves it. Aval enum abdo, but doesn't destroy it. Kach Yisrael begolus. When we are ununited, disunited, when we are at odds with each other, we're being rodef one another, chas v'chalila, azay nevadim echad echad, that one at a time we are picked off. Aval im miskashrim v'nasim evan Yisrael azay ein kol bir yechol lahem. But if we become an evan, together, united, right, then no one can touch us. So we have over here the symbolism of the Avonim, right? The Yalkut told us 12 stones, connected the 12 Shvatim, right? We discussed the idea of Evan itself, that Rashi says Evan is a notrikon, is a contraction of Avu Ben, the continuity, the connection between the Father and the Son, and through this giving continuity to the people. We saw the Netziv, who tells us that the very concept of Yaakov being referred to as Evan Yisrael is because that's the koach of Shalom, of unity, right? Taking all the disparate parts and forming into one solid mass, right? The Evan. So this is part of the experience of Yaakov Avinu's dream. 12 stones placed around his head, and in the end, they turn into one stone. Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Further, right? There's another aspect here. Evan, Avonim, Nachtus Hashem, right? The Sosemes says, right? Vayifka b'makom. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu called Makom? Says the Medrash, because Hu makom shel olam veina olam makomu. He is the place of the world. V'ze yisod, right, ha-tfila. This is the yisod of tefila. Moshe kosu chazal olam yisadu olam shvachu shel makom v'achar kach yispalo. Right? As Rav Kook says many times over, our issues exist so that we will daven. It's not as though our issues take place and now in some way just to help deal with the exigencies of the moment, so Sam says, oh, okay, fine, we'll give them prayer in order to fix things up. If anything can be said, our issues exist, so we'll daven. Ki ikra avoda shel tefila levara ki hu makom shel olam, says Sam. The ikra avoda of tefila is that we should conclude, and that's why after we finish the Gimel Rishonos, then afterwards, right, we will Shabbat Hashem, who are we talking with, right? He's the Magen Avram, he's the Machayim Esi, he's the Hiakel HaKadosh. Then we make our requests. But it's within that context so that as we understand that each request that we are making of the Ribbono Shel Olam is because He is the source of this. He is the source of this. It creates the canvas upon which we paint our Torah life. Tefillah creates that canvas. Hu Makom Shel Olam. He is the place of the world. It causes the person to live differently, obviously. V'zeh v'yikach me'avnei ha'mokom, v'shakosev sha'osyos niku avonim. Here we have a new idea from the Sefer Yetzirah that the Sfas is quoting. That the avnei ha'mokom, osyos, are called avonim. Just as Avu Ben, as we saw before, they build a family, so too the osyos, the Torah, is the shorish of the world. Yistakol b'raisa b'ra'alma. The letters of the Aleph Beis, they are the avonim. They are the building blocks of the world. The concepts of the Torah are the underlying foundation upon which all reality, spiritual and physical reality, stands. Vatam. Hekol nivra b'chof beis asfan d'araisa, because everything is created with the 22 letters of the Torah. The Evan nikra hayesod shel abinyan. And the yesod of the binyan, the foundation, is the Evan, the stone, foundation stone. Evan maso abonim haysel rosh pina. Right? The foundation stone, the cornerstone. V'chol makom nimsi yesod ve'evan. Shal zeh nivra oso davar. And now the Sfas Emes tells us that every object, every experience, every event, be it pleasant or chalila, bitter, that we encounter has the yesod, has an evan, right? Has the yesod, has the evan, has the letters of Hashem's will written in it. What am I meant to extract from this? This is not just in the formal mitzvahs. We unfortunately tend to think of mitzvahs as only being related to the pro forma tayag acts, you know, that we do. However, we should do them, but whatever, yeah. But the rest of the day is like kilu, you know, white noise. Every choice of a thought, of word, of deed, of action, of reaction, and we're constantly interacting with other people, with our environment, with ourselves, with objects, with concepts. The way we deal with it, every encounter over there is waiting for us to discover the will of Hashem that is embedded in it and how I can reveal it. It could be controlling my anger. It could be controlling my jealousy. It could be controlling my desire to give up. All those are mitzvos. All those reveal, right? They're a mitzvah, the Lashon mitzvah, the terminology mitzvah. Meforshim tells me Lashon tzavta, tzadi vav vav tof aleph, to be connected to Hashem, to be together with Hashem. We uncover the tzavta. We uncover the relationship. Every evan is there's every evan. Chol makom nimtzi is sowed. The evan shal zen nivra osa davar. It's waiting for us to extract it through the Torah. The Yaakov chol makom motzi is sowed v'shor she evan shu koach elokus she nimtza sham. And Yaakov, that's his great capacity. He is able to discover, right, the will of Hashem. That's what you can do through Torah. How does Hashem want me to express myself? How does Hashem want me to relate? What does Hashem want me to do, to think, to speak in this situation, with this object, in this relationship, etc., etc.? There are even very negative experiences that that need to have this yesod, the evan, uncovered. The Sfas Emes, as we'll see, he relates to it later. He says, "Chsiv the pasuk in Iyov, Chsiv im avnei asada brischa, stones of the field, sheish avonim v'osios mustarim ugnuzim gam besada b'midbar." There are events that seem so far away. What does that have to do with Hashem here, right? So rachok, you would think, but no. There is a stone, there is yesod here of Hashem's will that is waiting to be revealed. It's covered over with layers of sometimes great difficulty, of pain. But there is something there underneath that is waiting to be uncovered, to be encountered by the person who carries Hashem's Torah in his heart. We'll see that later on at the very end of our discussion with regard to when Yaakov is pursued by Laban. Further, though, in expanding this concept, it says Megalamukos, Vayikach Me'avne Amoko, and sowed Yud Beis Tevos. Remember, we saw the Yud Beis, right? The Yud Beis Avonim, Keneged, so the Alko Keneged, the Yud Beis Shvatim. Megalamukos says the Yud Beis Avonim, Keneged, the Yud Beis Tevos of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, 6. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Leolam Va'ed, 6, 12. Altogether, 12 words of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So we have the stones of Yaakov's first encounter, right, at the Mokom HaMikdash, through his dream, through those stones, right, through those stones. 12 connected to the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, 12 and connected being Ma'achir Hashem in the world. Further, in Yaakov's dream, this is something we've spoken about before, right? It says, Vayifko Mokom Yalan Sham, etc. It says, Vayikach Me'avne Amokom Vayosim Rashi Sav. Yosim Rashi Sav, says Rashi, Asan Kmin Marzev, like a rain gutter, Saviv L'Rosho, right? So surrounding his head, Shiyari V'nei Chayos Ros. So how you put rocks around your head, protect your head, right? Yischil Merivos, so not so clear. Yischil Merivos, they began to fight with one another. Zoim Zo, Zosomeres, each stone says, Alaya Niach Tzadik Es Rosho, upon me the Tzadik will place his head. Zosomeres, Alaya Niach, and this other one says, what do you call, no, I want his head to be upon me. Miad Asan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Evan Achas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn him into one Evan. V'toshinemav Yikach Es Evan Asher Sam Mirasho Sav. And he took the one stone, originally it says he took many stones, right? Many stones. And when he gets up, there's only one stone. Fine. Lovely. Rashi in the Medrash has just a word. He says, Kimin Marzev, when he built it like a rain gutter around his head, Rashi says, Achas Mikan, V'achas Mikan, V'achas Al Gabeyin. That makes sense. You know, that's the way you protect your head. Again, what would he do with the rest of your body? I don't know, but what do you call it? But your head at least, but he was protected. That's the Iker. So we've got stones on either side and stones on top of his head. On top of his head. But in the end, what did the stones say? Alai Yaniach Hatzadik Esrosho. They want to be underneath his head. He put them above his head, around his head, right? To the sides and to the top. But in the end, they say, we want to be underneath his head. This is not a Fikiyun point. As the Masil Sesharim says, that all of the events of this world, Bein Latov, Bein Lamutav, those that are pleasant and those which are less than pleasant, are all part of the Nisyonos of life through which a person grows. V'imusholet ba'atzmo, says the Masil Sesharim, v'nidvak ba'boro, cleaves to his creator, Mishtamash Mina Olam Rakliyos Los Yua Avodas Boro, and uses his everything that he encounters in this world only as a tool by which to serve his creator. Humisale Va Olam Atzmo Misalimo. He rises and the world rises with him. Kine Ilui Godolhu. This is what it called. This is a way of rising upward for the Brios, for all creations. Kulam Biyosa Mishamshe Ha'adam Hashalim. As they serve the person who is struggling on the path of Shlemus to make himself Shalom, complete, attached to the Creator, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hamakudash b'kedushas yisbarach. He is sanctified with the Rebbeinu Shalom's own Kedusha, this person, who is the Adam HaShalem. Right? Anta Kodosh, Rishim Kodosh, Ukedoshi, which includes us. B'chol yom elu chasela. Ubeinyan Avne Amokom, continues Mr. Sharm Shalokach Yaakov, Visam Mirash Yosav, Amru, Rabbi Yitzchak Malamich, Niskab Sukum Lomokov Echad Bahaisa called Achas Omeres, Alai Yaniach Tadik Rosho. So Yaakov went to sleep, trying to use the stones in his Ishtabdos to protect himself. But what was revealed is that the stones want to serve him, the stones want to be underneath him. You don't need our protection, Yaakov Lehefech. You are lifting us up. That's the Medrash, right? This famous Medrash, which appears over here in Vayetze and also in Miketz, where there's a contrast between the dream of Yaakov and the dream of Paro. And the dream of Yaakov, and we've mentioned this many, many times, Hashem is Nitzav Alav. In Paro's dream, Paro's Omed Al Yaor says the Medrash, look at the difference between the Tzadikim and the Rishayim. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rishayim Miskayim Mimal Eloheim. Right? Avala Tzadikim Elokeim Miskayim Aleim. In Paro's dream, he's Omed Al Yaor. He stands above the Yaor. In Yaakov's dream, Hashem is Nitzav Alav. Says the Rosh, the Medrash is an incredible Lashon. It's not, first of all, this we have to get this straight in our head here. Yeah. Sometimes you hear people say, it's like, well, I believe in my religion, they believe in their religion, etc., etc., etc. It's not we're the good guys, what do you call, we chose right, we lucked out, we picked the right, God forbid, horse to bet on, right? It's not like, you know, they're doing their thing, we're doing our thing, we're all serving, what do you call. There's a fundamental difference of approach over here. In Paro's dream, he's Obed Al Yaor. Why, says the Medrash? Because the Rishayim, Heim Miskayimim Al Eloheim. They receive Kiyum. Miskalit Kayim. They receive Kiyum. They derive Kiyum. They draw Kiyum from being upon their gods. Right? Whereas in Yaakov's dream, Elokeim Miskayim Aleim. The Rabbeinu Shalom Kiyum gets Kiyum. What does that mean? Gets Kiyum through us? Yes. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu left his presence in the world unrevealed. That's our job description. We reveal it through thought, through word, through deed, through action, through reaction. In everything that we do, we reveal Hashem's presence as we live through the lens of the Torah, as we see the world through the lens of the Torah, as we use the Torah, as it were, to plow our way through, what do you call it, through history. We reveal Hashem's name. Elokeim, Miskayim Aleim. It's not per se our topic right now, but I guess it's always our topic, is that this should cause us to pause for just a moment and think, am I serving God just so he should make my life easier? And above and beyond that, I have no other relationship with him? Or, like Mr. Sharm says, am I serving Hashem in order to reveal his presence in the world? Or the Medrash here says, to reveal his presence in the world. And I need aspects of Olam Hazeh in order to be able to further enable me in this task. This is two different worldviews. We can walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm not pontificating here because I'm looking at my picture here in the zoom lens over here. So I'm really talking to myself. We can walk the walk, we can talk the talk, right? But ultimately, are we serving the Creator, God forbid, like an idolater? I'm not saying it's idolatry, but is our attitude what we could just, you know, give me what I want and I won't bother you anymore? Or am I here to reveal your presence? Please, I need certain things in order for this to be more possible for me to do. It's a completely different worldview. So we've seen the stones of Achdus Hashem, Achdus of Bnei Yisrael, 12 stones, 12 shvatim, 12 stones, like the Magal Muko says, 12 words in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved. But now there's another presentation of a stone. A stone can be hard, it can be unchangeable, it can be the Yetzer Hara, it can be blocking something, a stumbling block. Says the Gemara in Sukkah, Shiva Shemus Yeshul Yetzer Hara. The seven names to Yetzara. One of them, as we know from Yecheskel, is Vasirosi Eslev Ha'Evan, a heart of stone. Right? Hashem promises that Lassi Lavi will give us a heart, Lev Shel Basar, a heart of flesh, rather than a heart of stone. So here the motif of the stone, right, is that it's unfeeling. Before we saw it as a symbol of aggregation of everything coming together and forming one unit, and we're talking about it being hard and unmovable, unchanged, right? A stumbling block, right? Evan. And here Yaakov now, if he leaves, right, Eretz Yisrael, he's coming to Aram Narayim. Vayar v'inei be'er basada v'inei sham shloshayet reitzon rotzim aleha. He sees three flocks gathered around the well. Kimina be'er ahi, from that well, yashku ha'adorim. Ha'even g'dola al pi'a be'er, and the stone, not there is a stone, the even is g'dola pi'a be'er. So just as we see there's symbolism being spoken about over here, because what is the stone? Well, it was the Hope Diamond. What's the stone? Is really called large, cumbersome, making access to the water impossible. Then as for Shama Kol Adarim, so not just as we see it as symbolism, Yaakov also saw it. But as for Shama Kol Adarim, the Galus Evan Me'al Pia Be'er, when all the flocks would gather together, they'd be able to roll off the stone, Yishkuas Hatzon, Ve'eshivas Ha'Evan, Al Pia Be'er, Lim Kol, and then they'd return it. That's very nice. They put it back on, right? Yaakov sees Rachel approaching with her, what do you call, flock of sheep, yeah, etc., goats, whatever they've got there, and he goes over to the well, and he doesn't need anybody else's help. He takes it off like a peacock, like a little, what do you call, cork, a covering on a bottle. Says the Sfasemis, the Evan is Godel, right? Ha Evan, right? Va Evan Gedola. Says the Sfasemis, first of all, it was Ha Evan. It should be Evan. And also, it should be the Evan Gedola, right? It should be Evan Gedola, not Va Evan Gedola. We talk in the most, Ki Ha Evan Michshol Shua Yetzahara. Says the Sfasemis, perhaps the remez over here that Yaakov also saw is the remez is the Michshol Yetzahara. Right? The Yitzhara, Yaakov Avinu just left. Right? He just left the Mokum of Mikdash. He came to what he called, came to Aram Naharaim. Came to a place of connection to Hashem and Mokum of Tila, based Tfilah. Right? Here the Evan is blocking the connection to the springs of Torah. V'hu she'enu meniach l'ftoach ha'peh v'tfilah she'avod sh'lev she'bechinas ha'be'er Torah. Right? The Avoda Shebalev, which enables the person to have access to the Be'er of Torah Shebal Peh, she had tefillah. Right? In order to have access to the Be'er, right? Be'er Mayim Chaim of Torah, right? The one needs to connect, like I said before, the purpose of tefillah is to create the canvas upon which a person lives, thinks, breathes, speaks, does the Torah. Tefillah creates the canvas. But the Evan blocks. Right? I can't connect. And that also makes it difficult to connect to the Torah. That's why we ask, Mavaksha Hashem Swasai Tiftach, if you eat till Sech, we start off. Please, Hashem, open my lips. Right? It says, Swasem is Ve'emes Kin Eitzelat Tefillah. It's blocked. Why? Rakifi avoda sa'odam b'chol ma'asav kachu yochol liftoach peh b'tfilah. Just as tefillah creates the canvas upon which, right, a person's Torah experience is painted, by the same token also if a person is not struggling to connect, they may be shtokek, to draw himself closer to the Rabbonu Shalom in the world, then the tefillah becomes him perfunctory. It's not easy. Interesting. It's cyclical. Once you're successful with tefillah, you've created that canvas upon which the Torah Shabbat Peh Befrat, yeah, can be learned, can be extracted, can be lived, can be part of a person. But on the other hand, if my life is so disjoint, so disconnected, if I'm living constantly in another world, and then I run in, okay, I'm going to daven, I'm going to chap mincha, or chap shachris, whatever, it's a chap of Irib, right? It's very dry. There has to be a flow, no pun intended, from the way that we conduct ourselves to tefillah, and then tefillah is the denouement of the finishing of the canvas. It can't be done any other way, but we need to be involved in the canvas beforehand. Not off painting some lewd picture someplace else. Excuse me. Nachon? וביעקב סיבה יוגל דורשו כמעביר הפקק מעל החביס. הרמז כי הצדק יודע מבין כי זה האבן הוא טוב לשמירה, מעולה. כמו שהחביס צריך פקק לשמור מהפסולס. The tzaddik understands that he removed it like the pekak of a chavis. The Rosh Hashem is saying it's not just that he did it easily. He knows that the chavis has to have a pekak. If it were too easy, it wouldn't be good. It just has to be a struggle. Va'omi b'chutz nidvei lo kiilu chas v'shalom mishamayim ma'akvim oso. The person was, I can't tell him that I can't connect. I can't. He seems to feel like God is preventing him from connecting. We see an Evan Alibo. It's probably like they're placing a stone on his heart. You have to know that there is a blockage there. And you're working with the blockage. Exercise is hard. Cardiovascular exercise is hard. But you need it for your heart. It's like the Shem Shmuel brings, right? B'shem the Baal Shem Tov. Says, we say in Shir Shal Yom, Hu Yenagenu Al Mus. So Chazal's Darshan out, Yenagenu Al Mus, like a youth. He should gain us, guide us like a youth. The Kemo Tinok B'shash Av Melamdo Lelech. Right? Just like a child, when his father is teaching him how to walk. Miskarevetzlo Marchikas Atzmo. He comes close, right? And his father distances himself, so he'll walk more. And as he comes closer, little child, father goes back, takes a few steps backwards. Again, Kedela Hargilo Lelech, Venimsa Richuk Tov Alatinuk. The Richuk is good for the child. Learns how to walk. He grows. He becomes a bigger person. So to also hear, Yaakov removed like a pekak and a chavis, not just to show how easy it was, what his koach was. But so that he recognized that this is a pekak and a chavis, to protect the connection. If all too easy, it wouldn't mean anything. If all too easy, we wouldn't realize how precious it is. It's a struggle. It's an avoda. It requires thought. It requires effort, both in the act of prayer itself and also in the preparation beforehand, in the way we live our lives, not two disjoint existences. You know, Eve White and Eve Black. Fascinating. So he removes this pekak, this blockage, to being able to be spelled, to be able to connect to Hashem. That's the evan of this word disconnection. The Malbim says, using a different motif, once again, the concept is true. Yesh b'zeh ramazim rabim b'divri ha-mefarshim v'achshov ki kasher ro Yaakov v'sa be'er sam alivu ki yirmuz lo ala asid. The vision, the way the Malbim points it, and the Medrash also talks about this, he's seeing the Batei Mikdash. Sh'aspas Hashem nikra b'shem be'er mayim chayim ki osi azavu makor mayim chayim. Kosh Baruch Hu himself is called makor mayim chayim. V'shem when Klai Yisrael is in Golus, right? The Shechina remains with them, so the Be'er is Basadeh. Right? When we're in the bias, Ain't and Kim Beis Elokim, like Yaakov Avinu said himself, when he slept in the Mokav Midrash, this is the Beis Elokim. When we're in Golus, the Be'er is Basadeh, because the Shechina is with us. Right? How are we going to get back? How are we going to get back to the year? Right? How are we get back to the year? It's like this, Fabi Atunas is Rabbi Yerushua. As a be'er la'ir. How can you bring back the be'er back to the city? You're in Golos. He says, yeah, Rabbi Yeshua said, you have to make ropes out of the subin, right? Out of the husks, right? The chaff. It's a very difficult process. Not so easy. The Golos that we're in now. Yisrael domim kisubim upsoles ein dabek lasos hakol echad. We can't become one, right? He says the three Adorim, right, that were seen, yeah, next to the Be'er, right? The Be'er, as it were, is there in the Sada. Three Galuyos, when we were in Chutzlaritz, not by the Yavanim. The Yavanim were with us in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, but the three of Mitzrayim, of Bavel, of Edom, right? And the last one, which is the longest, and the Evan is Gedola, Pibe'er, the Eitzahara of what he called Sinas Chinam, of Pirud, and Neshamas. We can't pull it together. We can't get that pkak. We can't get that. I'm sorry. The stone, the Evan, off of the well, off the connection. This time, the stone is not the blockage to tefillah because a person is not connecting to Hashem. The stone here in the imagery of the Malbim is the stone of Sinas Chinam that prevents us from bringing the well back to the city as opposed to having it in the Sada. Sha'evin gedola pi be'er, sha'yitzahara va'onos ime evin machas es ha'be'er bal yizal me Yeshua midol yom. Rak be'eish yis asu shama kol adorim shekol Yisrael yis achtu. If they got together, they all gathered together. So then, right? They gather all together. So then we could get the stone off. But we can't. We don't. Which is, we don't. Yaakov, if we remember correctly, like we saw already from the Netziv, the idea of Yaakov being the himself, Evan Yisrael, but the Evan of Achdus, the Evan of Shalom, he'll take the stone off. In his chus, the third base image will be built. Further, so we've seen two aspects of the Evan in the Mokum Mikdash, Achdus Hashem, Achdus Yisrael. We saw at the Be'er in Ram Narayim two disconnects, right? Two, as it were, negative pieces of imagery with regard to the Evan, right? The Avonim, the Mikdash, or a positive sense, the Evan that's on the Be'er is either the Yetzirah that prevents us from connecting to Hashem, or the Evan of the Yetzirah which prevents us from connecting to one another. And now, to the end of the parsha, the stones keep on rolling. Sorry. V'yaku b'chol mokol matza yesod v'shor she'evim v'shikol chaloku sh'nimtza sham. Right? This is the Lashon Mesfasemes that we saw before. Right? We're going to see in a second. It says, V'yan lovan v'yomel Yaakov v'bonos v'nosai v'amanim b'nai v'aton t'oni. Right? Yaakov, lovan catches up with Yaakov, what he called it, right? Or a gilad. And he tells me, you know, I would really destroy you, except that your Hashem came to me last night and said that I did not touch you. Right? Let's make a bris. Aniva ta, I and you, v'hayal aid ben you v'nech, and it should be a witness between you and me. Yaakov ma'amid matzeva, right? Yaakov, ikav Yaakov, the first thing Yaakov does is ma'amid matzeva. He makes a matzeva, to my thinking, right, is to show whatever we do here between us, but I believe in oneness. I am the father of whatever it will be, a goy echad, and I believe in Hashem echad. And now let's continue. Yaakov le'echad, liktu avonim, v'ikhu avonim, v'asu gal, v'yokhu sham ala gal. Right? What did he do? Well, he says, he told his brothers, who were his brothers, his brethren, gathered the stones, says Rashi, his sons. Call your sons brothers. He wanted to instruct them, says the Netziv, in the importance of Shalom. Here he is, Lavan was just mevazim. He accused him of being a thief. And then afterwards he says, what do you call it? Everything you have here, it's all mine. Mine, mine, mine. At this point, you know, our fuse begins to burn very low. Not Yaakov. No. 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 Right? I mean, he gave Musar to love him before, but he didn't lose it. And he tells his sons, my brothers. Because if you tell them sons, you think it's just, you know, matter, I want you to do this work, you know, as children for the vis-a-vis their father. But I want to instruct you in the importance of Shalom. My brothers, come collect the stones. Right? Right? Come collect the stones. He wants to show the Shalom how important it is. And they sat down to eat. Right? Right? V'ratza od l'hargil bonav l'mida zohan eflo. Alkein tziva osam l'lakid avonim l'shem kach. He only said sons. They think it's just al skibra v'aim. No, brothers. Brotherhood. Together. That's the first thing he does. Right? Back to that tzvasemis that we mentioned before. V'yakob v'chol mokal matza yesod v'shor she'evin shukor chalokus she'nimtza sham. Yaakov understood also, as he's pointing out the importance of Shalom, the Achdus of the Evan Yisrael, right? Evan Yisrael, bringing everyone together. At the same time, he's also realizing that here is an Evan, like the Tzfasemis, the Shprach of the Tzfasemis before. Every Evan is a foundation stone, a stone of foundation. There is the underlying Ratzon of Hashem. In this experience too, if Lavan ran after me, it must be that in this interaction, as unpleasant as it must be right now, there must be that Hashem is expecting me to extract Divrei Torah, His will, how I relate, how I deal, what I'm going to say, what I won't say, right, from this experience. And that's what he did. Akrekach, that he, even as he took out, he recalled, he called the mound of stones Gal-Aid, and Lavan said they called it Yagar Sadusa. Lavan also gave it a name. He extracted the Divrei Torah from the Aramaic, as it were, of Lavan. Lavan spoke Divrei Torah, right? Yaakov extracted from Lavan Divrei Torah. Even though, I must say, as Yaakov is extracting from Lavan, Galeid, right? But Lavan can never change himself, right? This doesn't transform Lavan into a choir boy. It's fascinating. The Malbim says, Lavan called it Yagar Sadusa, right? And the Malbim points out that the Targum of Gal Aid is not an aid is an aid. It's not Yigar Sadusa. Sadus is Edus. It should be Yigar Sada. But I dare say, the Malbim says there's a different parish over here, but I dare say that that's precisely the point, the difference between Yaakov and Lavan. It's so clear. Yaakov talks about the act, is the act of the aid. Gal aid, the pool of the aid, just the aid speaks out, the edus, and by my actions of calling my sons together, calling them my brothers, let's gather together the stones, let's show shalom over here, let's show achdus, right, do achdus over here, not what do you call, not vikuach, not fighting, but shalom, he calls it gal aid, but Lavan, right, being Lavan, he calls it a monument, a mound of testimony, right? Of testimony. Not the act of the aid seeing, but the what's left afterwards. That's a lot. And then, V'yomer Lavan, Hagal hazeh aid b'ni u'b'nech hayom ken karo shmo gal aid. Right, etc. Gal-Aid. Calls it also Gal-Aid. Gal-Aid, in the end. First he called it Yigar Sadusa. Okay, Korosh Mo Gal-Aid. Finally, right, so Yaakov extracted the Divrei Torah from Lavan. And, but Lavan can't escape himself. Lavan takes credit for everything that was done. The Gal, the Matseva that I put up. You put up. Yaakov put up. Doesn't faze him. even when we're extracting a bit of Torah from him, right, a little bit of moisture that's left in the cup, he can't get away from himself. Totally egocentric. Totally, totally. Yaakov is the antithesis of Lavan. Yaakov is totally God-centric, and Lavan is totally egocentric. And finally, as it concludes, Vayizvach Yaakov zevach b'har, v'yekro le'echov l'chol lechem, v'yokhul lechem, v'yalina b'har. And Yaakov shechts, behemos, v'kamishte. And this time it says, v'yekro le'echov, le'echov lo'ahavav, she'im Lavan. Before Echav meant his children, it starts with us, right? And then, Lavav, and even those amongst Lavan's encampment who appreciated what Yaakov was doing. Avonim, stones. Stones that are positive, stones that God forbid could be negative. Stones of gathering together, recognizing, right, that Hashem is one. Stones become one. 12 stones connected Shema and Baruch Shem. 12 stones connected Yud Bei Shvatim to become one. Yaakov is on his path. He knows that he will reveal through his actions and through his reactions, through the sweet moments, right? And as we know from Yaakov's life, through many bitter moments, revealed Hashem's name in the world. He truly lives in a God-centric world. Halavai by uns, as they say. Halavai, we should be zocher. Have a good Shabbos.